bit of a lack of understanding. Your planning chair, I think, is one of the sharpest guys I've been in front of. I think he ran the meeting extremely well. But some of the comments there were demonstrated. Well, I think what was happening. I mean, planning commissions are lay people. I served on a planning commission. If there's a more thankless job on the planet, I don't know about it. And I don't want to come across as a know-it-all, because the older I get, the more I realize I don't know. But, you know, the condos are state-regulated. They're difficult to understand. They're hard. Something like that gets in front of a planning commission. It's understandably difficult. And so it caused some concerns that I think they probably shouldn't have and ended up in the nature of their appeal. Ken, only one time in the entire meeting, so I guess the point of that is that the bulk of the concern demonstrated by the planning commission members was directly related to the condo. And then one, Dave Stewart, to the water. The other, and only one time did any of the planning committee, well, the word compatibility or any derivative of it was only mentioned twice, both by Dave Stewart and the planning commission, once in his motion and once before. And this is what he said when quizzed about it. And he said, and another thing that I don't like and don't think meets the compatibility thing is you're going to sell units and we're going to be giving approval to people to buy the bed and breakfast that we have never seen, and I don't like that. So his issue with the compatibility was that we were going to be able to sell the bed and breakfast as condominium units, which is not the case. It wasn't part of the request. It wasn't part of the permit. It's not part of the approval. We don't want to do it. I don't think with the approval we have, we could. And so he didn't understand that portion of it, but that was his concern related to the compatibility. And the only other time it was mentioned was when he made his motion. And he said, I would motion to deny this on the compatibility and the other issues. And so that boiled down to, you know, and I think, the planning staff correctly interpreted what was said. The compatibility went right back to the condos as well, and then the water system. And those were put in front of the planning commission at their very next planning commission meeting, very clearly spelled out in black and white, so there'd be no misunderstanding. These are the two issues that, which was the condos and the water system. And they unanimously approved them without comment. And so if anybody...
You got a question? I'm sorry. Plan and zoning or Board of Adjustments?
Zoning. Planning and zoning. This was before we went to the Board of Adjustments. The Planning Commission met...
I thought you said they approved them.
They did. They approved the minutes. Planning Commission approved their own minutes.
Okay.
Oh, what? I'm sorry.
Okay.
You know, I have no doubt I said it. Words come out of my mouth sometimes at this age that I don't even know did it. So I kind of follow expressions. When I saw yours, I knew I'd done something. So clearly all of them had a chance to look at it. If there was a problem, if there was another issue, if there was something wrong with them, that was their time to speak, and none of them did. So those became the issues. Those are the issues, and it was just the next week we went to the Board of Adjustments, and those are the two issues that we heard. There wasn't the land use incompatibility issue that was there. The two issues that were properly in front of them were the ones outlined in the official record of the county, which were the condominiums of water, and as it turned out, we showed them that it's actually a contrary to state law to discriminate against a project based on its a condominium, because they're state regulated. The planning commission is supposed to deal with what's there, not how it's there. And so, and the water is the same way. Water falls into the same category. That's all state regulated. And we were able to show, we brought our engineer and we made a good presentation to show them that there's plenty of capacity there, and if there isn't, even then there's storage that can be used to meet that. So we allayed their concerns, and they found that an error had been made on both issues. The statement from the water because the state has approved this. They've given us a public well permit. They've seen this. And so, but they misinterpreted something there. And anyway, it was a comment they made about 30 gallons a minute. But as it turns out, it's plenty for what we're trying to do. So anyway, they overturned the decision, and we got it. And now we're here. And since that time, and even in, during that meeting, they've been trying to resurrect a land use incompatibility, which I think is the basis for this hearing today. I guess what I would say to that is that all we've done and what we're guilty of, if anything, is just trying to comply. We're just trying to do business and trying to comply. This is a very quiet little thing. In fact, it was, I was amazed at some of the comments in the first meeting we went to. A lot of people didn't even know it was open. And it's running full tilt every weekend, many times during the week. It's really becoming a good and a going business. And we would like to expand that use a little bit. Ours is an upscale use. These units rent for around $200 a night, $150 to $200. We have a 4.96 rating on VRBO. We have a straight up 5 on Airbnb. And, in fact, Chris has got a stack of comments. We'd love to leave you. The three most popular words are quiet, peaceful, what was the others? Well, anyway, he can speak to that. Yeah. But and that's what we want to maintain. So we're not after families or family reunions or corporate retreats. All of our units are and will be studio units. So they're not, we're not having any of the raucous crowd out there. So the use that we're looking at is basically residential. We have people sleeping and we have people occasionally eating there. They have little tiny kitchenettes. It's hard to even call it a kitchenette. But it's basically just sleeping and eating. The traffic, if you'll notice there, we've taken 5 or 6 residential lots, which generate 10 to 12 trips per day each. And we've turned it into 15 little cottages, which only generate about 3 trips per day. So the net effect is that we're actually saving traffic. Granted, it's people that are not as familiar with the road, but I found the road to be fairly decent up to our corner. Once you get past our turnoff, yeah, it's a little less, but our people shouldn't be up there. So anyway, I guess our argument with the compatibility is that we've done everything we can. We have 2 big gullies. Oh, let me go back to the map one more time. All of this property here and here is all owned by Grant Woods. If you guys are familiar with him, and this is a project out there, Rowan Gear. And so he's got like 1,350 acres. So on 2 sides, it's just one of this. There's a very large ravine that runs right through here and right here. And so the only place we really, you can't even see any of these. None of these are visible to and from each other. So we're not creating parking issues or visibility issues or lighting issues. All of our lighting will be down anyway. But I guess the only place we have it is right here. And like I say, we've actually improved that.
Well, you're there. Where exactly are you planning on night? I guess you're turning these into nightly rentals, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Where exactly are you planning on putting the nightly rentals?
I wish I brought. We don't have any of that stuff.
Travis is available.
I'm sorry. Am I asking the wrong question?
I wish I would have brought it, but basically they're on this little ridge line right here.
Right there.
This little ridge line.
Okay.
There's a couple down here.
Where's Coleman's at? Is that on this side? Is this Hampton?
This is Hampton Coleman.
Now the Hardy Bridger.
So is that Coleman is here, and then Nightly Rentals will be over here.
He's already purchased. He's
and they will enter through.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's why we're doing it as a condominium, is because we have 3 owners.
So why would they be using Hampton Road then?
Oh, this one, my son owns this.
and this home as well. This is not part of it, but this is where it is.
Do you know how far that is from there?
So there will be another home here. This will not be used as condos. This will remain a residential lot. There's property line right here. And then this will be, two lots will just become one. And so they're all up here in this area, so they don't.
And you said that you're going to put another home, either private or long-term, whatever, on that upper lot as well?
This lot?
No, upper right.
This?
That's not your right. To the right.
This way?
Yeah, the your son-in-law.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's part of the approval. We have a blanket approval for 15 units on all of this.
Did you not say that you're going to cut that lot and make it into two and have a home on the...
That's correct. It's two lots right now. The lot line right now runs like this. And so we're, as part of this approval, if you look at our map, you'll see a little white dashed line right here. We're moving it, turning it this way. So that these two homes, these would have been two lots right here, would have been fronting on this street. And then, so it's not going to be just one home, but that one lot. And then one home here.
And those would be accessed via Hampton Road. And the purpose of those homes are not nightly rental.
Not nightly rental. They're not even included. It's the next out. This lot is, yeah, so it's, they're excluded and they will remain residential just like they are.
And you're calling out a buffer?
Yes. Yes, because it's residential right across the street and in the neighbor's houses. And so we're keeping that there.
Are there any other nightly rentals anywhere there in that area?
Not that I'm aware of. There are, there's a spook house up the road. But I wish they'd open that back up. It's been a couple of years they've not been there, but, there are no other nightly rentals I'm aware of.
I'm just curious. You mentioned that you started this bed and breakfast and you were told there was no planning and zoning, there was no requirements or anything, so you went ahead and you started it without going through planning and zoning. But what made you decide to go through planning and zoning on this?
No.
When you started, I think they bought it.
We bought it as a bed and breakfast. It's been run that way since at least 2005.
But did you not say when you bought it that you were told there was no planning and zoning?
Yeah, one of the first things we always do is we look up zoning. Well, there was no zoning. And so we approached the planning department to say what zoning do we have, and we're explaining there is no zoning, so you don't have just a list of permitted uses, because we didn't want to violate that. And we says what was explained to us is that whatever it's been, it can continue to be on these old ones like this. And as and then if we wanted to improve it or go beyond or change it in any way, then we had to approach the county on a Division 3 permit, or some kind of a permit.
And that's what I was trying to understand. I think, if I'm correct, the difference, you're going after a Division 3 permit?
That's correct. Called?
And that's a permanent permit, regardless of who is there, they've got nightly rental. Regardless of who is there, whoever you sell it to or anything, it continues to stay nightly rental as if it were zoned for it.
I guess, is that the system?
I thought that's what you were asking for.
Well, that's, I think, what we received. Scott could tell you.
You're not asking for special use. You're asking for Division 3.
I think the approval, well, we have a Div 3 permit.
It's a Division 3 permit, which carries with the property.
Yeah.
So I think that is basically what, in a nutshell, what's there now on the existing. But
you're saying there's one there already?
No, when we talked to the staff, we were told that these older things, you know, they simply allowed them to continue because I guess, I don't know.
Essentially they're grandfathered in because of the...
Whatever. Whether they've done everything right, I don't know. We don't have any way of knowing. But these older uses were just kind of grandfathered and allowed to continue if they weren't changed. And so that's what we did first. Fixed it up and kept it the same.
Of course, now bed and breakfast is different than the nightly rental. The laws for bed and breakfast are different. I'm not an attorney here, but I've dealt with it a little bit in another profession. Your bed and breakfast is different than a nightly rental.
It could be. I'm not going to propose to be an expert on your code.
I'm talking about statute. No.
Yeah. Okay. The existing bed and breakfast, we're not making any alterations or changes to all of the